Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now. Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Mark Haywood alongside David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group. He and Kyle Alexander are retirement income planning specialists serving you in Northwest Arkansas. And as always, you can check them out online at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. David, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. And today I want to get into a segment on silver linings, financial silver linings. I just want to go through a couple different scenarios here. And you tell me why, although they're pretty negative circumstances, why there's actually a silver lining that could be found. And the first one is your company is forcing you into an early retirement. Why might there be a silver lining there?
Obviously, no one ever wants to be early retired. Everyone wants to kind of retire on their own terms, ideally, but there can definitely be a silver lining. There can definitely be positives to that. Number one, oftentimes whenever that happens, their severance pay packages come along with an early retirement package. So you might get 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, even a year of severance pay, which obviously can come in handy to really boost your retirement savings all of a sudden. And obviously, you know, potentially allow you to retire earlier than you perhaps anticipated retiring. So that's one obvious one. Another one would be if you're still not ready to retire despite being forced in with a severance, perhaps it gives you an opportunity to do something that you've always wanted to do. You know, I've said before on the show, my definition of retirement is not necessarily that you quit your job. I know that's what it is. I know that's what most people's definition of retirement is. You know, I'm going to quit my job and kick back and relax and enjoy life. To me, my definition of retirement is having the freedom to do what you want to do, not what you have to do. So being forced into an early retirement could give you the opportunity to find that job that you've always wanted to do. You know, if there's a passion for whatever. For me, it was always flying, you know, and I was blessed to be able to fly aircraft and fly the most advanced aircraft in the world, frankly, for numbers of years. But that was what I always wanted to do. So perhaps there's something like that you're looking for, something that you're passionate about that you've never had the opportunity to do. Perhaps being forced into an early retirement could cause you to see life differently and pursue that opportunity you've always wanted. And kind of like I said earlier, you know, it could cause you to see that maybe you were ready all along for retirement and just didn't know it. So if you found yourself facing an early retirement, what I would highly recommend you do is call our office or call someone that you trust and sit down and do a thorough retirement analysis that takes into account everything, inflation, taxes, your current asset balance, of course, what your monthly budget is, and a host of other factors, and figure out, well, if I did retire right now, will my money last? We can help you answer that question.
And of course, that number to call, we'll talk about it a little bit later on, but it's 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Okay, David, this next one may be a little trickier, but you've just found out that your life insurance premiums are going up. Silver lining there?
Well, number one, you know, you could say, well, maybe the policy was overpriced to begin with. It's a good opportunity to start shopping for different life insurance coverage. Perhaps you can get cheaper coverage for the same cheaper premiums for the same death benefit that you had. So it gives you an opportunity to get a second opinion on your life insurance coverage. Or it also, you know, potentially gives you an opportunity to reevaluate your situation to determine, do you need life insurance at all? You know, there is a point in life where you become self-insured and you may be there. So again, this is part of that retirement analysis that I was just discussing. I said we take into account where you are in your budget and everything to figure out whether your money's going to last, but I also said we look at a whole host of other factors. Life insurance is one of those other factors we look at. So we look at it from a worst case scenario and say, well, what if you died tomorrow? Would your husband or your wife have enough income and or assets to last them for the rest of their life? If the answer is no, then you need life insurance. But how much? Because you certainly don't want to become what we call insurance poor, where you're paying a whole lot of premiums for life insurance death protection, but as a result, you're not able to save what you need to be saving for retirement. So there's a fine line between having too much premium, too much life insurance coverage, and having not enough, we can help you figure out where that line is. And so if you just found out that your life insurance premiums are going up, it's a wonderful opportunity to reevaluate and figure out, number one, do I still need this coverage at all? Number two, if I do need this coverage, can I get it for a cheaper premium? So that's, I guess, the silver lining of finding out that your life insurance premiums are going up.
It's so true, David. In each of these situations that we're discussing, they're scary. Things are changing. They're changing faster maybe than you had anticipated. And it's incredibly important in that scenario that you take a breath, you call your advisor, call the Mach 1 team, and sit down and discuss that situation, figure out where you are and where you want to be. I think another one of these scenarios that you might could face, and especially these days, is that your company is doing away with pensions and giving you a lump sum buyout instead.
All right. So the silver lining there would be that, you know, now you have more liquid assets, more money that you can use towards your retirement savings. Whenever an employer offers you a lump sum buyout, you effectively get to roll that lump sum over into a traditional IRA. So now you have a whole lot more money in your IRA than you did the day before the buyout. But of course, it comes with the downside. The downside is you don't have that lifetime income protection that the pension would have afforded you. But the other silver lining here is that not only do you have more liquid assets, but you also have more control over those assets. Whereas when you have a pension, the company or the annuity company that's providing those monthly pension payments, they basically are in control of that income. So you're kind of relying upon their financial security and their solvency to continue to meet those payment obligations to you. The other silver lining is that imagine that you had this life-only pension that was going to pay you a monthly benefit for your life only. And let's say you know, worst case scenario, you live 1 month and then you die suddenly and unexpectedly. There's no money left to pay to a beneficiary, assuming you took the life-only option. Typically, when you have a pension, you have the option to have it last for your life or for you and your spouse's life or some other options. But if you took the maximum income option, which is the life-only option, and then you suddenly and unexpectedly died, poof, the money's gone. There's nothing left there to pass on. Whereas if you had taken the buyout, the money that was rolled over to the IRA is still there to be able to be used by your wife, your family, or what have you. Okay. Another benefit that is not well understood is that it can potentially help you from a tax perspective, which is kind of this is a long explanation, so I'm going to do the best job I can to describe this succinctly for the purposes of our time constraint within this radio show. The bottom line is, if you can't control the sources and amount of your income, then you are not in control of your tax return. And if you're not in control of your tax return, you're not in control of your tax bracket. So if you have a pension that's paying you a certain monthly income for life paid by some third party, you can't go to them, not that you would, but you can't go to them and say, you know, I'd like you to reduce that pension because if I just reduce my income by a few dollars, I'll be in a lower tax bracket. You can't do that. You also can't say, well, I don't really need that income right now. I don't want to pay taxes on it, so I'd like to temporarily shut off that income for a period of time. You can't do that either. Whereas with a traditional IRA, you can. The other thing you can do with a traditional IRA is you can convert funds from an IRA to a Roth. And of course, that's a taxable event, but over a period of time, you could convert money in such a manner and at such a pace that you stay within a known tax bracket. And then once you get to the point where you've got all those funds converted to a Roth, now you're in total control of your tax return, right? Because when you take that money out of the Roth, you pay no income taxes on it. And so you can be in control of your tax return and therefore what amount of tax you're paying on your total income. So there are a number of potential advantages to taking the buyout. Definitely something that should be considered. Definitely, I would actually view a pension buyout not as a negative at all, but I would actually view that as a positive if you're offered that.
Wow. Strong words from David Lee there on pension buyouts. Now, kind of going similar vein here, you're not getting bought out, you're not leaving your job, but what happens if you just get new management? Your company's been bought out, and you have to get used to that new management, that new upper-level staff.
Yeah, obviously that can be a painful transition for some, especially if you had a great boss or great coworkers. If you didn't, I guess it could be a positive, right? Maybe you got a chance to work with a better group of folks.
But that's
the
right.
Positive, the real positive, though, the silver lining would be from my perspective, is that you now have the ability to roll over your 401k potentially. And that gives you a lot more freedom and control over your money. If you can roll out of an employer-sponsored plan into a traditional IRA, within an employer-sponsored plan, as you probably know, you basically are the investment advisor. You have to choose the funds within that 401k, and you can't really go off the menu, so to speak, right? You've got a menu of mutual funds that you have to choose from within your 401k, and you can't go off that menu. Whereas if you're in the traditional IRA, you have practically unlimited options available to you, anything from individual stocks to options to everything. So you have a lot more freedom and control over your 401k if you're able to roll it over. So that'd be the main silver lining of that.
And of course, David, here in the last couple of seconds, if people find themselves in any of these scenarios that we've discussed, what do they need to do? I mean, I know that we've given out the number. They can call you. What can your team help them to do in these situations if they call in?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of alluded to it earlier. The main thing is, you know, if any of these life events happen to you that potentially change your financial situation and change your retirement outlook, you should always go talk to a fiduciary advisor. That's what we are here at Mach 1 Financial. That's what I am. And so what we will do, if you call us, our phone number is 876-2100-479-876-2100. Call us or go online to mach-1financial.com, mach-1financial.com, and we will do and request an appointment, request a complimentary financial analysis, and we will do that complimentary retirement analysis to figure out where are you today, where do you want to get to, i.e. at what age do you want to retire and do whatever it is you want to do, at what income level, you know, what's your lifestyle that you want to live at, and all those other factors, life insurance, long-term care, you know, what if this happens, what if that happens. We look at all that. We look at pretty much any what-if scenario that you want us to consider can be taken into account with our retirement analysis software program. And we can then help you figure out, you know, well, let's then operate off of the worst-case scenario. If this worst-case scenario actually happened, will the retirement plan still work? And if not, what do we need to do to get it on track to where it will work? That's what we can help you do. That's what we can give you, a lot of retirement certainty just by doing that. I was doing a retirement analysis just here earlier this week for a couple. They had never done one before. And after we finished it all and we had all the inputs down pat, the wife spoke up and she said, you know, this is so comforting to be able to see that laid out right there on paper, to see that projection out there for the next 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, 30 years, to be able to see that we're going to be okay. And that's what the retirement analysis really does for you. It can help you see the future in clearer focus than you can see it today. Instead of just kind of crossing your fingers and hoping that you've got the right plan, it can help you know with some certainty, with some math behind it, that you do indeed have the right plan. So give us a call.
That number to call is 479-876-2100, 479-876-2100. Don't wait when you are in these situations. It's not the time to freak out. It's the time to get answers, to find out exactly where you are and where you want to be. And the Mach 1 team can help you to get there. Give them a call, 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. I'm here, Mark Kaywood, alongside David Lee. He and Kyle Alexander are your retirement income planning specialist. Like we said, give them a call, 479-876-2100. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC, and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.